Okay. Today in studio, we have a special guest. Say hello.
Hello.
Are you ready to go?
Yes.
All right. Let's get the music started.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat face sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh, yeah. Two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand. It's all right.
All right, on today's show, we're going to talk. Helen wants to tell the story of when she first got her kitten, and it's a long story. So sit back and relax and enjoy the kitten story.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
Yeah. All right, now I've told this story myself, but maybe we need a different perspective. You think, Helen?
Sure.
Yeah, you want your perspective on this?
Your help, though.
Okay. Do you remember that morning?
Yes.
What happened that morning?
We went to the fair.
Now, wait a minute. Before all that happened,
Yeah.
Mommy wasn't feeling good, remember?
Mommy wasn't feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
And,
so we went to the fair.
Yeah.
Just by ourselves.
Yeah, by ourselves. And, let's see.
We saw the puppet show.
We saw the puppet show, and then, let's see, first we got there, and then we were still in the car, and we decided if we were going to eat lunch here, or we were going to eat lunch at Taco Bell's. And then I said, I don't like the soup here, so we went to Taco Bell's to eat lunch.
Because at the fair, they have the Hopkins County Stew Contest, right?
Right.
Right, and she decided, no, she didn't want to eat the stew. She calls it soup, but it's stew. Because sometimes it's too hot.
No, because I just don't like soup. I like tomato soup, but not soup with stuff in it.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Because stew is really good. So we decided that we would eat at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
But then we went ahead and got out of the car. Didn't we? And then we went and rode the rides?
No, first we ate lunch. And then,
So we went to Taco Bell and ate lunch.
Uh-huh, and then we came there.
And you had your blue, special blue drink that you like so much.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then we, rided. What was the first ride we rided?
The swings. You rode them by yourself.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I rode the swings around and around. Like, mm-hmm. You sit, they're like, not like swings that go back and forth.
Right.
They're like, swings. Like, where things are, strings are hanging down, and there's like a little seat, and then they chain you up, and then it spins around, and your chair flies around in a circle.
And you go really fast, don't you?
And you go really fast. It's very fun, but it makes you very dizzy. And sometimes if you're little, it makes you scary.
Oh, yeah? Did it scare you?
Kinda. But not really, because I thought I was going to die.
That's a little scary.
Yeah, that's a little scary.
And then we got
on the cup ride.
We got on the cup ride, and you got even more scared.
And then when I looked at you, I didn't feel very scared.
She wanted to get off before it even started. And I said, nope, just look at me.
And then when we got on, it spun around, and it goes side to side while you spin.
Yeah, it goes up and down and side to side. It was crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah. And then is that all the rides we rided? I think that was the last one.
Yeah, I think that was pretty much all that. They didn't have a lot that we went down the slide.
Oh, yeah, the slide.
You get on the tow sack and you ride down the slide.
Uh-huh, and that was the last ride.
Mm-hmm.
And then we left and
we went to Walmart to look for kittens.
No, yeah, yeah. No, not Walmart.
And we went to the pet store.
Not Walmart.
No?
It was the pet store.
Yeah.
And then we didn't find any pet. And then Daddy called Big John.
Yeah.
And then he said he got a kitten. And so we went there and got him. And then we brought him home.
Mm-hmm.
And,
you named him on the way home.
Yes. What was the names he named?
Let's see. We had Igori. We can name Igori or Appeller. Or Astrovy.
And then you said a lot more, but that's
That's all I can remember.
Yeah. Then Daddy said, estrophy again. And then Daddy said, estrophy again. And so when Daddy said, estrophy, I said, that's a good name. That's the name of estrophy.
Okay.
And so then we went, then we kept on going home. And then when we got home, I showed Mommy. And she was surprised, actually.
She was very surprised, yes.
And then I put him outside. And I left him in his cage for a little while to get used to his in this cage. Well, actually, I left the door open in case he wanted to get out. And he stayed in there.
He was a little kid. Yeah, he was afraid to come out, wasn't he?
Yes. And so, then he came out. And then the next day I fed him, and the next day, and then the next day, and the next day.
Well, that night we went to the store and we got him. You stayed with Mommy to take care of Mommy, and you wanted to stay with your kitten. But I went and got him a collar.
Yes, and a bowl.
And food. Yeah, I spent like a lot of money, didn't I?
Yes. And then, let's see. Then I fed him every day.
And who do you feed first? You or the kitten?
Kitten.
Right. And every day you have to feed yourself, your kitten first, and then you.
Yeah.
You don't have the freedom to eat breakfast until you feed the cat. That's our deal.
Yep.
Yep.
And then one day, I went outside to check on him and hold him. And I scratched his head a little bit, and he never stopped purring. If I was on this side of the couch and he was on this side of the couch, you could hear him purr.
Yeah, that's how loud he was.
Yes.
And then he had a sore leg.
Yeah. Oh, I have to tell that story. Okay. That's another story, but it's still the same with
right.
the kitten. Okay. Let's see. First, a cat came over. She was a she, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. And the she cat came over and bit Ashby's foot. And it started to bleed a little bit, probably. And we had to take him to the doctor.
Well, after a couple of days, it wouldn't get any better. He was limping around.
He was, like, limping, and I could hold him just a little soft. I couldn't play with him or anything.
Right.
And he never purred that because his leg hurt, and he couldn't purr.
Right.
And so we had to take him to the doctor one day when I was going to school. And then Ashby had to spend the night. And then the next day, Mommy got him. And then I had to call him still carefully.
And Daddy had to pay the bill.
And Daddy had to pay the bill.
It was expensive. Yeah. And we had to give him medicine, remember?
Yeah, we had to give him medicine. And then he felt much better. And then he started partying all over again. And so, then when Mommy felt better...
Well, that was the only that one day. So that's pretty much it, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Except you hold him all the time, and now you want to go hold him right now because you've been talking about him.
Yep. Every time, if I forgot this part. We got him a bed for Christmas.
Oh yeah.
And he never sleeps in it, though.
He sits on top of it and looks at you.
No, I want to do that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And he got him for Christmas. And we got him some other toys, too, like a mouse and a ringing bell. And so we put it right there by the window in case he wanted to stand on it.
Right.
And he stands on it every day. And you know why he stands on it?
Why?
Because he always wants me every day. That's why he stands on it.
That's
he stands
right.
on it and meows, meows. Mm-hmm. He says, Helen, Helen, Helen. And then I have to go get him. I hold him for a little while, and then I put him out, and he'll jump right on there.
Yep.
And if I hold him all night, and then I let him in the next morning, he'll stay jump up there.
Yep. And you can hold him. He'll sit in your lap for hours and watch television.
if you let him spend the night right there in your lap, he'll never get off.
Yep, he'll just stay right there.
If you keep scratching his head, then he won't get off. If you don't scratch him or anything, or you don't hold him, then he'll, like, run away or something.
Yeah.
If you are holding him and you let him go, he'll run all over the house and you can't get him.
Because this is true, and this irritates me.
Yeah. So she doesn't do it anymore because I don't let it go.
That's right. Helen's got him trained.
Yes. If I do let him go again, then he's going to run around the house again. But I'll tell that story later.
All right. Well, that's Helen's perspective of Astrophy the cat. And she wants to go hold her cat now. So we're going to say goodbye. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow. It'll be me and Faith tomorrow. Okay.
Bye.
Bios con Dios. Say bios con Dios.
Bios con Dios.
There you go.
Two blind squirrels are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.